a sound synonymous with Nick's Kitchen in Huntington, putting a breaded pork tenderloin in the fryer. The popular menu item is the inspiration for Senate Bill 322, the bill that would make the breaded pork tenderloin the official state sandwich of the state of Indiana. Republican Senator Andy Zay from Huntington says he wrote the bill at the request of Governor Eric Holcomb.
As he was walking out, he doubled back and came back and talked to me, and he said, "Zay, I need you to carry a bill for me." I'm like, "Oh, what's that, Governor?" He said, "We're going to make the Indiana breaded pork tenderloin the state sandwich." I'm like, "Okay."
As the 2023 General Assembly session got closer, Zay confirmed with Holcomb and authored Senate Bill 322.
The reason it's important to me is, of course, here in my home county, my hometown, we have Nick's Kitchen, and that's where the pork tenderloin is founded in 1908, we believe.
Right, every tenderloin for you.
Nick's Kitchen is a local diner in Huntington. Nick Freinstein, an immigrant from Germany, founded the diner and invented the breaded pork tenderloin sandwich in 1908. Jean Ann Bailey owned Nick's Kitchen for 33 years. She doesn't believe it's just her restaurant sandwich that's inspiring the bill.
I never really thought about that he's only supporting me, my breaded pork tenderloin. I never really thought of it that way. I just feel like it's the breaded pork tenderloin sandwich and he's making it the state sandwich. Yes, it originated here, but a lot of restaurants in Indiana have the breaded pork tenderloin. There's Facebook pages and there's articles and there's contests and there's, you know, everything in Indiana about them.
That said, Bailey believes Senate Bill 322 would solidify Nick's Kitchen's place in the community.
It's a legacy, I'm telling you. 1908, not many restaurants in Indiana have survived that long. And just keeping that legacy alive of the breaded pork tenderloin, of people coming in and visiting and talking.
This isn't the first time the local diner has connected with government action. Former Republican Senator and Vice President Dan Quayle is said to have kicked off his vice presidential campaign after a breakfast stop at Nick's Kitchen in 1988. It all has lifelong Nick's Kitchen patron Joe Christian feeling humbled.
It means a lot to me, I think, especially because Huntington is the place that it originated from. Another great thing about the town and about the state.
The sandwich is large, roughly the size of a hubcap, and crispy. It comes with lettuce, tomato, onions, pickles, and mayonnaise. Christian says this all makes Nick's Kitchen's tenderloin not only the original, but also the best.
I'd say tenderloin sandwich takes the cake.
Zay says while most of the 2023 General Assembly is focused on writing the state's budget for the next 2 years, it's good to have bills like Senate Bill 322.
It's obviously a fun bill. It's a little different. It gets beyond the seriousness of the hard policies that we're working on in health and education and utilities and cybersecurity and those things. But it kind of brings a little levity to the process and something that's fun. I mean, I've gotten a lot of positive feedback.
While Zay says it's been difficult for naysayers to present a united front, he's still heard from some.
Some negative feedback. People prefer Reubens and other sandwiches, hamburgers, but, we'll take the pork tenderloin for what it is.
Senate Bill 322 is awaiting a hearing in the Senate Commerce and Technology Committee. If it passes there, it goes to full Senate consideration before being sent to the House of Representatives. From there, it goes to Governor Eric Holcomb's desk. For WBOI News, I'm now a very hungry Tony Sandlaben.